It's Monday, July 11th, 2011. Oroville News. First, the weather. Pondicherry's forecast for today shows an overcast sky, high temperature of 34 degrees Celsius, winds southwesterly 14 kilometers per hour, and tonight, chance for a thunderstorm, and the temperature will drop to 29 degrees, and winds come out of the west at 22 kilometers per hour. Here now, a few comments from Elvira, Jesse, Mauna, Pata, and Selvam, members of the new Residents Assembly Service team. Jesse, would you like to start off?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so here we are with the new RAS, and we're keen to be a facilitator. We want to do the best we can to listen to the community and respond as best we can to what the community wants, and hopefully enable the community to better communicate and express itself without any agenda whatsoever.
Thank you. Very welcome. Elvira.
Well, that's what you get out of it when Jesse talks first. Thanks, Jesse. What to add to this? I really second everything. I'm excited. I'm hopeful. I'm happy to be here. And I'm really hoping we can be at service for the Residents' Assembly, and through that being at service, motivate everybody to take their part in decision-making, in expressing what they feel and think about this adventure we're on together.
Super. And Selva?
I will do my best, and I will try to really to get people... That's my intention, to get everything everybody comes together for some good wish of Oroville. Nothing more like power trip or whatever, but just to, as a human thing, to get to be everybody together. And I'll serve for that.
Well said.
Yeah, so I am the fourth. Unfortunately, Parta, who is part of our team, is not there today, or he just left early. I am bit of a reluctant member in this team, but now that I see all the people and how very good, willing, and enthusiastic they are, I'm happy to be in here. My main aim is to get a functioning residence assembly system going, because it's very much needed. If we get this going, we have a stand. The foundation has to adhere to it will be a good thing. We need all your blessings.
Well, I'm sure you're going to have those. Thanks. They will present a general meeting tomorrow, Tuesday the 12th, to introduce themselves. Their acronym is RAS. The RAS team sincerely invites all residents to voice any concerns, hopes, and suggestions for the future. The meeting is also an opportunity to discuss how, as a community, to proceed on the issue of the selection process for Oroville's council and working committee. Proposals on how to take the present situation forward? Contact RASERVICE, that's RAS Service, at oroville.org.in. The meeting is tomorrow, Tuesday the 12th, at Bart Nevis, Sri Aurobindo World Center for Human Unity, 5 p.m. What's a restorative circle? A restorative circle is a community process for supporting those in conflict. It brings together the three parties in a conflict: those who have acted, those directly impacted, and the wider community, to dialogue as equals. Participants invite one another and, of course, attend voluntarily. The dialogue process used is shared openly with all participants and guided by a community member. The process ends when actions have been found that bring mutual benefit. Restorative circles are facilitated in three stages, designed to identify the key factors in the conflict, reach agreements on the next steps, and evaluate the results. As circles form, they invite shared power, mutual understanding, self-responsibility, and effective action. Stop by Town Hall Conference Room Wednesday, July 13th, 4:30, to learn more. Some words from the mother, from the book, The Sunlit Path. To learn how to will is a very important thing. And to will truly, you must unify your being. In fact, to be a being, one must first unify oneself. If one is pulled by absolutely opposite tendencies, if one spends three-quarters of his life without being conscious of himself and the reasons why he does things, is one a real being? One is, rather, a mass of influences, movements, forces, actions, reactions, but one is not a being. One begins to become a being when he begins to have a will. And one can't have a will unless one is unified. And when you have a will, you will be able to say to the divine, I want what you want, but not before that. Because in order to want what the divine wants, you must have a will. Otherwise, you can will nothing at all. You would like to, you would like it very much. You would very much like to do what the divine wants. Then learn to unify yourself, have a will to give to him, and put at his service. You've been listening to Auroville Radio, on microphone Marlanka, in studio Andrea, Miriam, and Yahalom. Direct any queries to auroville radio.org, and thanks for listening.